This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So across the U.S., and I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently a lot of states are kind of picking up on this when it comes to students and cell phones and having phones in school and all that stuff. I have no clue how they're trying to do. I don't know if they just take them and lock them up for the day. And then at the end of the day, is that how it is?
There's definitely some of that. Like my little brother in his high school, they're doing these little pouches where you put it in the pouch, they lock it in there.
Like going to a comedy show? Like
Precisely. Show. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they doing this a lot all across the U.S. pretty much. And I kind of like what students are doing with this. So now they pretty much got a Google Doc now where they just adding people they want to communicate with and just writing on the Google Doc.
Like text
back and forth.
So,
yeah.
So they're passing notes in like a digital space.
Yeah. So they pretty much. So it's kind of like a little Y2K era type deal where they, it's not instant messaging, but. It's
so you like add collaborators like we do on our doc.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
So we just write messages back and forth. Okay. That's how they
because they all have like
school.
Chromebooks.
They're
or
all
gonna
like have
computers
all
or tablets
computers.
Or something. Yeah. That's smart.
I actually think that's super creative. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about like any time that you're trying to prevent something is like you're never gonna be ahead of the cheater. You know what I mean? So you just have to try and be as close on their tail as you can.
But teenagers especially.
They're so innovative, man. Yeah. They're so innovative.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's with everything, too, because I remember back in the day where we used to have paper food stamps. Like actual physical paper food stamps.
Yeah.
And then they tried to go with the card because they didn't
want to stop selling.
Yeah. People got around that now.
Everything.
Now you see people, hey, I got some food stamps. Hey, you could take the card. Just give me the money. Here's the password. Or I could go with you to the store.
Yeah.
It was one time. This never happened when I was living here. But
that's right.
Up in Ohio, I used to be in a grocery store. They'd be like, hey, you want to use my card and you give me the money? Because they want the money.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, sure. They're like, hey, you can have an extra $10.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let me see what else I could buy. Like, I wasn't coming in for that, but clearly you need the money.
Teenagers are so, whether it's keeping them in your home after curfew or.
Fair.
Or.
Sound like you have some stories.
Yeah, well, we all do. Everyone does. I've got great kids. You guys know they're great adults. They're great, everything. But they
could get
they
around
did
you.
All that crap, man.
And the thing I love about it is teenagers are so smart while also being so stupid.
Yes.
It's like, how do these things exist in the same place?
Yeah.
Have you ever got to a moment with your kids where you're like, man, just don't let me find out, man.
Don't be
stupid.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know what y'all doing,
but
don't let it get back to me.
They told me the other day, well, it's been a few months. Dad didn't even know it, but we used to put water in the vodka bottle. I was like, I knew that.
Yeah, you thought I couldn't taste it watered down?
I knew that. Of course I did.
I mean, is that smart? That's not even.
It
that,
is smart.
Is it? Is it though?
It's teenager smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
The what the vodka in the water
after
bottle
a while,
or water in the
you
vodka
gonna be
bottle?
Like, this don't taste right. Or this ain't strong.
They not thinking that far. They no. just like it looks the same. Yeah. And clearly he's not drinking vodka all the time, but when he does.
Yeah. But they get greedy, like putting a little water and taking some vodka out, you probably wouldn't notice.
Or, yeah,
or,
of course.
As easily
yeah.
you're mixing a drink or whatever. But they get, okay, well it worked last time.
Just
pretty
keep
soon
doing,
it's all water.
You got a bottle of water. So yeah, salute to those kids, man. Yeah. I feel like that. I don't know if you could. I don't think the schools could stop that part.
No,
which is
they'll disable something at some point. Like yeah. they'll be like, oh well, we'll disable this or only not allow you to share your docs. Like what I can imagine them happening there is like we will create the doc for you, and you're the only editor allowed or whatever.
And then
on
they'll
it.
Find another
and
way.
They will find another way.
They'll just get back to passing notes.
Yeah,
they'll have carrier pigeons in them joints.
Or they won't even say, let's get back to passing. Hey, this is a new thing called writing on a piece of paper and airmailing it across the room.
Yeah, those were the days.
Genius. Yeah. I never thought of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, as we continue on the mixtape and the Loot Sports Radio 610 on this Thursday, I guess it's a little throwback right here. So, do you guys remember this theme right here?
Oh yeah,
Reggie perked up right there.
That's my joint. I was talking about this last
That's
night.
My joint.
Yeah, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
So, Reading Rainbow.
Who sang this? Is that, I is forgot. That Diana? I know it's like, it's legitimately someone that you go, oh, that is a really good get.
Yeah,
I seen somebody tweet about that saying, shout out to whatever, insert name, for singing that hook.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who it was, but Reading Rainbow has a reboot, but no LeVar Burton.
Mm-hmm.
LeVar Burton, who the guy that was legendary on there, he would not be on there. And here is CBS News in Chicago with the report.
It was Shaka who did the reboot. Sorry, my bad.
Was it Shaka?
It was Shaka who did the reboot.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, Reading Rainbow is back almost 20 years after its final episode air. The classic PBS series will be on Kidzuko, which is a kids-focused YouTube channel. New episodes start Saturday and will run through October 25th. The original show was on from 1983 to 2006 with LeVar Burton as the host. The new host is a librarian and digital creator named Michael Threets. He's known for his viral content recommending books, library services, and what he calls library joy.
Library joy.
Yeah, so it's a guy who she mentioned,
Michael Threets.
Yeah, he was all over social media, just how engaging mm-hmm. he is with the just being a librarian mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So
and I
thought it was a good look.
The people who become librarians, like the people who you're like, oh, they are supposed to be librarians, they seem like the nicest people in all the world. And he is absolutely one of those. Like, I don't know that he would hurt anything that has ever lived on Earth.
And if you look at his picture, if you find his picture, and if you look at the pictures, like, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
I could totally see him being a librarian.
Yeah.
I could see him being perfect for this role. Mm-hmm. And I know some people are like, man, why you bring LeVar Burton back?
Yeah. Well, how old is he?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. 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 Now, I mean, it'd be dope if he have a little cameo or something in there, but he ain't got to be doing
this. Might.
I believe that he would. He believes so strongly.
I actually think he should.
He believes so strongly in the message. Like, I've seen him speak on, like, speak to Congress about this type of stuff. The thing I asked though, was, like, the intellectual property on this. Yes, I'm going to become the boring businessman. You said a YouTube page is who's doing it? Like, this ain't no media company. They're just doing this on a YouTube page?
Well, that's the future, but Reggie.
I think PBS probably was like, nah, we cool. Yeah. And if you want this show back, hey, YouTube, we'll pick it up.
Yeah, I was surprised that, like, no media company. But honestly, it is good that it will live on YouTube, because it feels like that's where all the babies are, man. They ain't watching nothing on TV.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Watching this on their YouTube, on their tablets.
It has a bigger audience on YouTube than it could ever have on PBS.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
true.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just true. By the way, real quick, not to hijack your segment here, but Reggie said would never hurt a single creature on this earth, or however you put it. R.I.P. to Jane Goodall.
Yeah, good call.
Jane Goodall, who lived with the chimps, one of the nicest, kindest, most important people in our history. I saw that this morning, and died at 91.
Good run.
Yeah.
Good run. Yeah,
that's a great run.
Mm-hmm.
Great run. As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio system, it was a perfect transition because we talked about YouTube, how all the kids are on YouTube and all that stuff, watching content and not really into the whole TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
I ran across this clip. I couldn't find out where this clip originated from. It looked like it was a kid with two NFL players on the field, and they were interviewing the kid, kind of, or having a conversation. And the player, I don't even know who it was, but the player asked the little kid if he was still into cartoons. It was talking about cartoons and all that stuff. And here's this question to the kid about, hey, what kind of cartoons do you watch?
Mm-hmm.
And just, this is going to make you feel kind of old a little bit.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's your favorite cartoon?
YouTube. I like YouTube.
No, cartoon.
Cartoon?
Mm-hmm. You don't watch cartoons?
What are cartoons?
Damn, what? I'm not that old.
Is it like when they have ads?
What? You ain't never seen Tom and Jerry? Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon. Hey, Arnold, you ain't never seen Disney Channel?
What?
Yeah, and the thing that makes me feel old is not that the kid doesn't know those things, because we all have that experience where we're like, why don't you know the things that I know, which is time. That's how this thing works. The kid didn't understand the concept of cartoons.
I don't think he understood the word. I'm sure he watches animated things. But
he said, I watch YouTube.
How many people say?
Yeah, that's cool, but no,
it's
cartoon.
A cartoon. Do you hear that very often? Not really.
Maybe not.
I think the kid probably watches animated, whatever shows.
I'm wondering, because it's funny, we was talking about cartoons yesterday, I want to say, or earlier this week.
Yeah.
Is cartoons kind of going out of, like, original cartoon kind of?
I don't think so.
I know everything is animated and all that stuff, but it made me think about it too, because I was talking to some of my younger nieces on my wife's side, and they were all into the iPads, the YouTube stuff, watching random stuff. And I referenced this earlier. Y'all probably didn't know what I was talking about, but it's a thing called brain rot.
Okay.
Mm.
And I'm like, brain rot, what is that?
Like, that's a specific show?
I don't know if it's a genre or what, but if you search brain rot on YouTube, you'll find a whole bunch of random videos. Mm-hmm.
So I understand the concept of brain rot is just kind of like just endless scrolling, just nonsense that in theory would rot your brain.
I never even heard of this, but this is a little piece of brain rot. It's called Ballerina Cappuccina, and they just play this stuff and reference this a lot. And this is coming from like a 3 or 4 year old.
Ballerina Cappuccina,
oh, this is not a language, is it? Oh, this is noises.
This is all it is. This is all they. This is all she watched.
So you see why we need Reading Rainbow back?
This is all she. I'm like, is this where we are?
Yeah.
The baby's not even saying words.
What happened to SpongeBob, man? SpongeBob is cringing over this, man.
SpongeBob absolutely has some brain rot element to it as well.
I will bring back this cartoon or this animated series or whatever it was that it was really looked down upon back in the day. Teletubbies.
Oh yeah.
I will bring back Teletubbies. They was learning, at least I'm learning a little something. What are you learning from this?
Oh, wow. This is incredible.
It's a lot of stuff on there. I'm like, what? Yeah. I'd never heard of this.
Somebody said that's Italian brain rot. Was that Italian that she was saying?
I was going to say that when you said it wasn't words. I thought it sounded like it.
Well, when she started going, I was like, okay, she's not saying words.
Yeah. That one was Ballerina Cappuccina.
Okay.
I was like, what? Are we here?
That's got to be a punishment payoff to the next bet that we have. Yeah. You just got to watch a certain amount of time of Ballerina Cappuccino.
The funny thing is, when my wife showed me this, as soon as it started playing, I'm like, all right.
I'm good.
I'm out. Like, that started annoying my brain. I see why it's called brain rot.
Yes.
I'm like, my brain started rotting as soon as it played. Yeah. Yes. So I guess we here.
Yeah.
All right, as we continue the mixtape in the Loot Sports Radio 610, this is a throwback right here. We've seen a lot of people arrested for wild things. Here is a news anchor in Cleveland, Ohio, trying to report a story about a man being arrested for farting on a police officer.
Oh, my God.
Well, more bodily functions in the news this morning. The next time you pass gas, make sure no police are around. A man in West Virginia faces assault charges after police say he passed gas and fanned the officer. I mean, don't laugh. After the man was already arrested for DUI, according to police reports of St. Cruz. I can't even get through this.
He passed the gas so loudly, the officer said it was, quote, very odorous and created contact of an insulting or provoking nature.
Mr. Anchorman.
See, that wasn't even right. That was, to put that story in there was wrong. That was wrong, man.
I didn't see it when I was looking through the script. He stuck that in there.
Very odorous. There you go.
That's assault, man.
What?
That's assault.
Imagine trying to read that with a straight face.
It wouldn't go well.
Just cussing out the producer under your breath.
Come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. A man was assaulted by a person because he passed gas.
Here's the thing. I would fight it because there's no evidence.
I was like, is that?
There's none.
Yeah.
Unless you have witnesses.
Where's the evidence?
Well, I mean.
Where's the fart?
Unbelievable.
It's true.
No, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
I wonder what happened with that case.
Well, you did this to me. No, I didn't. Prove it. There ain't no weapon. Where's the weapon? That's the first thing officers do is they try to find the weapon.
Well, I mean, you know that some cases are adjudicated off of firsthand accounting. So, like, if you have...
Not as easily.
Sure. But you just need witnesses.
But how was this one, though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we should say that for Judge John Lopez or something. I don't know. I want to give a special salute to a guy by the name of Cleon, who is a huge listener. Mm-hmm. I get you guys out of here on this. So I never met Cleon before.
Mm-hmm.
You probably wondering
we just shouting out random people now.
Yeah. So I signed up for this little workout place called Hot Works.
Ouch.
And there was a young lady there, and we randomly started talking. She asked what I do. I said I work for a radio station and sports radio assistant. She like, oh, my dad is a big listener.
Hey.
He love you guys. So every time I come in, she be like, hey, my dad said he loved the show today.
All right.
So just want to give him a shout out,
Cleon,
man.
Cleon, what does Cleon do?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, maybe I find out when I go to Hot Works.
Very good.
Pretty soon.
Very good.
But salute to Cleon.
Mm-hmm.
That is your motivation to keep going is find out more about what Cleon is up to. All right. There you go. Another edition of the mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, 120 p.m. every weekday, mind you. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of The Drive who will be live from the Buffalo Wild Wings on Washington Ave. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.